The Holy Spirit is sometimes called the forgotten person of the Trinity. Most Christians, if they're being honest, give him little, if any, thought. Now, the Gospels have a great deal to say about the mysterious ghost. And in her latest book, Drawing Close to the Holy Spirit, Keys to a Transformed Life and Joyful Heart, Sister Mary Ann Fatula explains that the Holy Ghost isn't out there somewhere. Well, he surrounds us always. Sister Mary Ann is joining me today to share more about her book. Good morning, Sister. Thank you so much for joining me today.
It's my joy and blessing.
Sister Mary Ann, the Holy Spirit's been described, as you said, a ghost. I've heard him called the wild goose, the wind over the sea, and the fire. No wonder we have such a hard time understanding the Holy Spirit if we cannot describe him well. So how can we understand his role in our life?
Yes, what you say, Brenda, breaks my heart, because at our baptism, we are given, through sanctifying grace, the most gift of the Blessed Trinity dwelling within us, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And I have to say, it breaks my heart to realize that so few of us know the Holy Spirit as a person who really is, as St. Augustine tells us, the living love, the intimate love between the Father and the Son. And we are so blessed by our baptism to be given the calling to be in an intimate relationship with the Father, with the Lord Jesus, but also with the Holy Spirit, because he is their living bond of love. And as the Eastern Church Fathers so beautifully say, he is the giver of life and therefore the giver of everything good.
Sister Mary Ann Fatula joining me today to talk more about her book, Drawing Close to the Holy Spirit. Well, Sister Mary Ann, you say that very interesting about how the Holy Spirit is our friend. We have the Trinity, which I think in and of itself can be difficult, but we understand God, the Creator, the Lord that we, you know, the God that we fear, Christ who pours out his mercy upon us. And then I love how you say the Holy Spirit, well, is our friend. I think that's something that we very much can relate to. Kind of tell us a little bit more about how we can walk with our friend.
Well, but I must say, there's nothing fearful about any of the three divine persons. I mean, the Father, the first divine person, when we come close to the Holy Spirit, he is the one who cries out within us, Abba, my Father. And the sweetness and kindness, the gentleness of the Father, the loving kindness of the Lord Jesus, and also, of course, the tenderness of the Holy Spirit. We are really called and meant by our baptism and confirmation to be in that intimate relationship. And all that it takes is to start speaking to each divine person. So we just start at this very moment. I pray at this very moment we may begin to say, most sweet Holy Spirit, I want to know you. I want to love you. Thank you for loving me. I give you everything that's burdening my soul. I have a heavy heart. My heart is sad. Heal my heart. Give me your joy. Give me your peace. And that closeness that we are meant to know from the Holy Spirit, who is our intimate friend, our beloved friend, that will grow deeper and deeper. We will find that we're speaking to the Holy Spirit throughout the day. I have in the book several prayers of the church and hymns that I refer to, beautiful names for the Holy Spirit. And again, especially from the sequence for the Mass of Pentecost, such beautiful names. O Comforter of my soul, and hymns from the Middle Ages that speak of the Holy Spirit, O Solace of the poor, refuge of sinners, hope of the afflicted. But I must say, the beautiful name, Beloved of my soul, which is suggested to us by Cardinal Mercier, just start speaking to the Holy Spirit. We will see a difference in our life. That I guarantee.
Sister Mary Ann, of course, Christ spoke of the Holy Spirit, and he said it quite succinctly. He said, I will send the Advocate. How does the Holy Spirit defend us?
Yes, exactly. And you know, St. Cyril of Jerusalem, an early church father, beautiful saint, speaks so wonderfully about the Holy Spirit, our advocate. He says, our mighty defender, our fierce protector, our mighty defender. So it's just this beautiful range of the mighty strength of the Holy Spirit in protecting and defending us, and the tenderness of the Holy Spirit. And it's St. John of the Cross who speaks, and St. Bernard of Clairvaux, both speak of the Holy Spirit in such intimate terms. St. Bernard of Clairvaux calls the Holy Spirit the sweet kiss of the Father and Son. And so this, the richness that is going to be given to us simply to start speaking to the Holy Spirit, who is a divine person, whose home is within us. The Father and Son and Holy Spirit all dwell within us. But in a special way, St. Paul says, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit? You are the home of the Holy Spirit. Mm. And so we are always, we don't have to like think of looking up or away or far from us. That we bear heaven within us because the Trinity dwells within us. And I've always thought this, and I've certainly experienced this in my life, that as we come close to the Holy Spirit, which can be only by His grace and His invitation and His love for us, as we come close, our life starts to taste ever so much sweeter. I can't think of a better word. If we've ever been to a meal that might even be very expensive, and we just say, well, you know, it had no taste. And that's really how our life can be. When we come close to the Holy Spirit, who is the Father and Son's love and joy and intimate delight, everything in our life starts to taste sweet. I mean, I've heard people who are suffering tremendous trials, and as they speak to the Holy Spirit, and this can be, you see, it's so easy to pray to the Lord Jesus, to the Father, and to the Holy Spirit all day long because their home is within us. But as we continue to speak and grow in this intimate friendship, relationship with the Holy Spirit, regardless of what we're going through, even if it's a very painful time, somehow it tastes sweet in our soul. Our life is meant to taste good. We're not meant to have a horrible life here on earth and then heaven begins the joy. No, no, no. As St. Thomas Aquinas says, we were made for joy. We were made for happiness. It's not heaven yet, but it surely can be a lot more a piece of heaven when we know the Holy Spirit.
Oh, I love that explanation so much. I just feel like, you know, salt of the earth, that is what we are. Oh, yes. And that is what the Holy Spirit is for sure to walk with us. Sister Mary Ann Fatula joining me today. Sister Mary Ann, now I know your book is coming out later in July. Where are they going to be able to find a copy?
Yes, it's published by Sophia Institute Press.
Perfect. Well, I encourage all of our listeners to go and check that out, get that pre-order set up. Sister Mary Ann, I thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, thank you, Brenda. It has been a joy for me to speak with you. And may the Holy Spirit just really touch the heart of everyone listening to your beautiful program.
Oh, thank you so much. And again, Sister Mary Ann Fatula's new book, Drawing Close to the Holy Spirit, Keys to a Transformed Life and Joyful Heart. I will be sure to add a link to where you can order that book for yourself, and you'll find that link on the podcast of this interview at materdeiradio.com.